The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
And she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. 5 minutes after midday, and you're on Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news. For a change, good afternoon and welcome to the Holy Hour. It's great to be here. It's the month of May, and during the month of May, actually, we remember Pope Francis' prayer intentions for respect for women, as well as for the Holy Rosary, that more families, communities and groups gather together and pray the Rosary during the month of May. With that said, this is the Holy Hour once again. Feel free to give us a call on 011-452-7115 with your prayer intentions. That number again, 011-452-7115. Alternatively, you can SMS your prayer intentions to 41809 at a cost of 150. That's 41809 at a cost of 150. Today's Mass celebrant is Father Ben Mashango OMI. He's already here with us. So Mass will start at around 12:30. My name is Shayla, and I look forward to taking down your prayer intentions. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, speaking to Godfrey from Bloemfontein.
Godfrey, how are you today?
I'm fine, and how are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, this afternoon I wish to pray for the repose of my brother Anthony, mm-hmm. who died on this day 8 years back in 2008. I wish the Lord can give him peaceful rest and eternal happiness in heaven.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, ma'am.
God bless. Bye bye.
Bye.
Dear God, it's me again.
You on Veritas, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, and yourself?
I'm all right, thank you. Is that Imelda?
Yes, Sheila, you recognize my voice now.
Yes, sometimes.
How did you spend your weekend?
It was lovely, and yours?
It was lovely, although it was cold.
Yeah, very cold.
But we're supposed to go to church because it was the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. So I'm glad you went to church.
Please, Sheila, place me on the altar. My father, who passed away this month, mm-hmm. 1980, and my daughter, to keep safe where she is so that we have a good communication, and give me good health and strength to cast away all the problems that I have occurred this year.
Oh.
And my husband to rest in peace. Thank you, Sheila.
You're most welcome. Bye-bye, Imelda. You're on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sheila. It's Connie speaking. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you, Connie?
Okay, Sheila. I'm fine. Only Matthew is not too well, Sheila. I can't eat, can't swallow.
Oh, still?
Yes, Sheila.
Oh, my.
Nice intention for him. Good intention for him, Sheila. May God be with him, guide him, and protect him.
Yeah.
And also for my special intentions and my family.
Mm-hmm.
We're all at Veritas. God be with you.
Okay.
Thank all you, right. Sheila, and God bless you.
You're most welcome. Thank you for the call, Connie. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's 16 minutes after midday. If you've just joined us, welcome to the Holy Hour on Radio Veritas, 576 AM, otherwise on 870 DSTV Ojibuke. It is the Holy Hour, a time where we should all be taking a pause and just reflect on what it is that we'd like to achieve today and in our lives. So to do that, you feel free to give us a call with your prayer intention on 011-452-7115. Could be that you're praying for a loved one, for someone who's sick. Could be that you're praying for employment. It could be that you're praying for drug addicts. You name it. The choice is yours. We have Father Ben Mashango in studio today to celebrate Mass. Earlier on, we received prayer intentions from Susan, from Maurice, from Mombuti, and the intentions from Tombi, from Harriet, Marianne, also the intentions from Spiwe, and the intentions from Leona in Pietermaritzburg. Leona prays for the repose of the souls of her nephew, AJ, and his two friends who passed away in an accident over the weekend. that God may wrap them in His loving arms and grant them eternal rest. Also praying for comfort for Lauren and Anthony, his parents, and Sister Sheila and all the family through the power of the Most Holy Spirit. So we keep Leona and her family in our prayers in a special way today and throughout the week, as well as for the repose of the soul of these three friends who died in a very tragic accident. With that said, we carry on taking prayer intentions. It's 011-452-7115. Yon Veritas, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. All right, let's go on to our next caller. Good afternoon, Yon Veritas.
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Hello, May Harriet, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Sheila.
That's good.
Yeah, Sheila, my intentions for today are all on my prayer list.
Mm-hmm.
And then for all my children, four children I have who have birthdays this month.
Mm-hmm.
The one was on the 10th, the twins on Friday, and there were no intentions taken on Friday.
That's right.
And my girl on the 19th.
Okay.
And on Thursday was the 28th.
Uh-huh.
Anniversary of Bishop Palana's priesthood ordination.
Uh-huh.
And then I pray for my parish. I pray for all my sick friends.
Uh-huh.
And all my departed family members, friends, and those who need prayer.
Uh-huh.
And I pray for all of you at Veritas. How is Father Emil doing, Sheila?
Oh, Father Emil is doing okay. Thank you.
Okay.
He's doing okay,
May Harry. I keep doing my prayers.
Thank you
and
so
I
much.
And I pray for all priests who touched my life up to this age.
Yeah.
Those alive and those departed. And Sheila, may God bless you all at Veritas.
Thank you so, so much, May Harriet, and God bless you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
O Senhor nada poderá.
You on Veritas, hello? Hello, how are you?
Thank you, how are you?
I'm alright, thank you. Who am I speaking to? I recognize the voice. Gloria. Okay, Gloria, the line is a bit bad there, but let's give it a try. Yes, Gloria, how are you today?
I'd like to thank God for all your prayers, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I put my brother who was very ill on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
He was met by my mother and he is much better.
Okay.
And I forgot for the other one that he was on the 14th, Benjamin.
Mm. Yes.
And I'm also praying for my family.
Yeah.
And the family of the godparents of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you as Radio Veritas, Sheila, and my parents in Kronstadt.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sheila.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for the call, Gloria. Go well. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Good day, Sheila. How are you?
I'm okay. And how are you, Mempo?
I'm okay. Oh, today, Sheila, I'd like to thank God for all the blessings received. And I also like to put my children on the altar for God to always protect them. And also the staff from Radio Veritas for God to protect you all the time.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Mempo. Go well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Sheila, how are you?
Well, thanks, and how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Sheila.
That's
I've
good.
I've been away a few days. So.
That's true, ain't you, Lee?
Sheila, my usual intentions on my prayer list for my cousin Brian.
Mm-hmm.
For all of the souls in purgatory, especially my mom, my dad, and my brother Peter.
All right.
And for all my nieces and thanksgiving for prayers answered for them my niece in Greece is doing a little better, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody at Veritas, especially you, Shayla.
Thank you so much.
And for everybody there.
All right.
And what else can I pray for? All those who need a prayer for the sick and the dying.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you so much for the call, Julie, and keep up with the good health.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then. Go off. Bye-bye.
Jesus.
You're on Veritas, hello.
Good afternoon, Sheila. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you, Katie?
Oh, thank you. You know, Sheila, we old people, one day or right, the next day, not that.
Yeah.
We must bear it. Sheila, congratulations. You're doing an excellent job. Excellent journalist. I hear you every night when you're on radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Katie.
I want to put on the altar Michael Oakes and Vincent London and Georgie Kaken, our ministers of the Eucharist at Iron Hospital, and for a special intention. Thank you, Sheila. God bless you all.
God bless you too, Katie. Bye-bye. Jesus. 24 minutes after 12, you're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Shayla.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm all right, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
Good, Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Yes.
Yes, Kathleen.
I want Andrew and Lydia and my friends Delia, Margaret, and Nora.
Yeah.
And myself put on the altar, and people who have nobody to pray for them.
Okay. All right. You most welcome. Thanks for the call, Kathleen.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Bye bye. You're on Veritas. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
All right, thank you, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking
to? That's good. To Millie from Krugersdorp.
Yes, Millie.
Oh, Sheila, please put my brother Brian on the prayer list today. He's critically ill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that God will give his family comfort and console them because they are devastated.
Mm. So sorry to hear that, Millie.
Thank you, and for all of you at Radio Veritas, and for Father Emil as well. Thank you, Sheila.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for the call, eh? God
bless.
Thank
you. God bless you all. Thank you, Sheila. Bye.
You're on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Speaking to Beauty, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Beauty. And how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes.
You know, I would like to put my Thanksgiving on the altar.
Yes.
For, you know, it's funny. I don't know the calculus or whoever. Took my car on Saturday at the funeral for 30 minutes. And I got it back in text.
Wow.
So I really have to, it's a miracle. I really have to thank God for that.
Wow. I mean, it's good to know that you got your car back intact. We thank God
for
that.
You know, on Friday, it was the feast of Fatima.
Yes.
I attended that mass with at Fatima on ETWN.
Yes.
And I think it's the miracle that Mother Mary did for me.
You see? The power of the rosary.
It is.
Mm.
It is. And I really thank God and I thank Mother Mary for that.
Mm-hmm. So thank that's you, a sign that you need to keep praying the rosary. Never stop. Even in good times, never stop praying.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. Okay,
thank
Beauty.
You,
thank God for that. All right, Thanks. Then. Go on. Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And how are you, Sheila?
I'm okay, thank you. Is that Edith?
Yes, Sheila, Edith.
Yes.
Sheila, I'm phoning to extend my Thanksgiving prayers for the my husband, for prayers for my husband who died last year, and it would be his birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
So may his soul please rest in peace.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep him in our prayers, Edith.
Thank you, Sheila.
Okay then, God bless. Bye-bye. Well, it's 28 minutes after 12. We will be starting with Mass. But before that, we'd like to remember the intentions that came through our SMSs. Allison would like prayers for protection over her daughter Lauren and her unborn child, that all will go well for her pregnancy. And then another intention here, still from Allison, asking us to pray in thanksgiving for healing and deliverance of her son. Praying also to Mother Mary, undoer of knots. And then Emma Sadike asked us to please pray for her sister who's going through chemo for breast cancer for the first time. Her name is Mary Mokwele, so we'll keep her in our prayer intentions. We also remember the intentions of a couple of anonymous callers who asked us to remember their intentions. We have an intention from Roland, who says celebrating 40th birthday today, and that comes from Mom and Dad, Roland, praying for Gary, actually. And then Ines Fetane asks us to pray for a grandson, Liam, who's celebrating his 21st birthday today. May the Lord bless him today and always. Let's take the last call before we begin with Mass. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Good morning, is it Sheila? Good afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Sheila, it's Desiree.
Yes, Desiree.
Good from Kimberley. How are you, Sheila?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
Well, thank you.
That's
Sheila,
good.
My next intention is for St. Mary's Cathedral priest, Father Victor Prolo.
Mm-hmm.
His mom is ill in hospital in Ganesa, close to Freiburg.
Mm.
Her name is Barren Prolo. Will you please put her up on the altar?
Okay.
For healing prayers.
All right, we'll
do it. And then a second request is Thanksgiving Mass for myself and my family.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to say thank you to Jesus for everything.
Okay, all right. You're most
Sheila.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, how are you, Chetty?
I'm all right. It's Philomena.
Oh, Philomena. You sounded a bit like Chetty there. Yes, Philomena.
Sheila, can I just have my intentions put on the altar?
Uh-huh.
And especially for Colette and her family. And for my daughter, Teresa, who's flying back from UK tonight.
Mm.
And for Father Emil, for healing. And that this infusion will help them. And for you all, and for yourself, and for you all at Radio Veritas.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you all.
God bless you too, Philomena. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, with that last call, we begin with Mass after the entrance hymn.
Yeah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Good morning to everyone. Today we are beginning the ordinary time. Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of the Pentecost, where we are completing the Paschal, the Eastertide. So here we are in ordinary time, and today we have been questioned in the gospel, do you believe? Do you believe? And I think this is what brought us here to celebrate the Eucharist, because we believe in the presence of Christ in this Eucharist. Let us ask at this time, ordinary time, that the Lord may strengthen our belief, that we can believe in whatever the Lord is giving to us each and every time. Let us pause now and we ask God to forgive us. Maybe at times we don't believe in God. We don't even trust ourselves. That at this time we increase that belief, that we believe in God. I confess to Almighty God
and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and into the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Beloved, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart.
The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart.
The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The decrees of the Lord are steadfast. They give wisdom to the simple.
The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart.
The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart. The command of the Lord is clear. It gives light to the eyes.
The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart.
The fear of the Lord is pure, abiding forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are, all of them, just.
The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart.
May the spoken words of my mouth, the thoughts of my heart, win favor in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart.
Our Savior, Christ Jesus, abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Alleluia!
Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia!
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time when Jesus came down the mountain with Peter and James and John, and they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd about them, and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you discussing with them?" And one of the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a mute spirit, and whenever it sees him, it dashes him down. He foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. And I asked your disciples to cut it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has he had this?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And Jesus saw that a crowd came running together. He rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse. So the most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer and fasting. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. The man who speaks these words is in a grieved wreck because he's crying that the Lord help his son. He is helpless. He can't do anything. He's watching his son all the time being possessed by this evil spirit. The father has come to the point where he sees that the fulfillment of this need is only possible through the exercise and the power of Jesus. Do you believe? Jesus gave life to us. Jesus gave the life to this sick boy. The question we need to ask ourselves, do we believe? When we come to the celebration of the Eucharist, do we believe that Christ is present? When we proclaim his word, do we believe that it is him speaking to us? Let us ask the Lord to help our unbelief, that we must believe in what we do. Believe in the work that I do. Jesus Christ is saying that to us. I continue asking you the same question. Do you believe? We are celebrating the Eucharist now. Do you believe what that host and the wine will be the body and blood of Christ? Do you believe? As we begin this ordinary time, and also as I pose the question that we do you believe, let us present our prayers that the Lord may strengthen our faith, make us to believe, not to lose our faith. We pray that those who say they have lost their faith, that they may come to a deeper understanding of who we are, the Lord may we commit ourselves and we renewed. Lord, hear us.
Lord graciously hear us.
We pray for those at this moment are going through a crisis of faith. That they come out of their experience, strengthened in their faith to you, Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for those whose faith shows itself only in the verbal repetition of certain truths, that they may come to true believers whose lives give witness to their faith. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for ourselves present here at the studio and at home, that our faith may become more alive through confident prayer and a sure reliance on your willingness. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And we pray for all those intentions at a place here at the altar, and all those people we have asked us to pray, that the Lord may increase their faith, they may believe in themselves. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Almighty God, we thank you for listening to us. We ask you to continue to pour out your Holy Spirit on us, so that you may believe in you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For through your goodness we have received this bread, which we offer to you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
by the means of your Son and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine, out of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, we ask you to receive us. Be pleased with our sacrifice of our humbled and contrite heart. Lord God, wash away my iniquity. Cleanse me, Lord, from all my sins. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we celebrate your mysteries, O Lord, with the observance that is your due, we humbly ask you that what we offer to the honor of your majesty may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, in him we have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross he brought peace to all creation. Therefore, he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with all the angels, archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts of powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as we say. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, that may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving you thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Buti Tlhagane, our Bishop, and his assistant, Duncan Tsoke, and all the clergy. Remember also all those intentions that are placed here at the altar. Remember also our brothers and sisters. We have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection. And all those who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Apostles, Blessed Benedict Daso, and all the saints, we have pleased you throughout the ages. We may merit to be heirs to eternal life, and we praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in need of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Jesus Christ taught us to call God our Father because we believe in him. Let us together say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant us peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the face of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him whom we believe in him. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that you may experience the effects of the salvation which is pledged to us by this mysteries through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Bow your heart, your head, to pray for God's blessing. May the Lord bless us and help our little faith by giving us deeper faith. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us and free us from our doubt and hesitation. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless us and pour into our hearts a true spirit of faith. Amen.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God descend upon you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
We go now and to believe in our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Just a few seconds before 1 o'clock, when Mahadi Buthelezi will be bringing you up to date with the news stories. But with that said, we'd like to thank you, Father Ben. Thank you so much for celebrating Mass for us here today. And thanks to all our listeners and all those who are present here in the studio, especially to our technical producer, Kenny. Remember that Holy Hour will be back tomorrow at 12 noon. Until then, God bless you and ciao, ciao.